Hi, it's Patrick from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In this week's blog, I want to talk about tracheostomy and ventilator dependency, why home is the only place to be. When people hear tracheostomy and ventilator dependency in intensive care, they don't necessarily make the connection to a patient's home. However, in many countries, mainly Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the United States, it's already a positive reality that is serving many long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families very well. It's also serving intensive care units very well too. Why is it such a success in those countries, and why is it going to be a success in Australia too? It's quite simple. By having strong and robust procedures in place, carried out by passionate and competent critical care trained nurses that focus on quality of life and or quality of end of life for our clients. More importantly, we have the right mindset to get long-term ventilated adults and children out of intensive care. That has been proven over and over again. Furthermore, with the right mindset, intensive care at home can help intensive care units and hospitals to free up their expensive and scarce ICU beds and provide quality care at the same time. So what's the alternative? The alternative is a long-term stay in intensive care, where long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families have no quality of life and or no quality of end of life. Another rather grim alternative for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in their families is also to be left at home on their own, with some services only providing equipment and a few hours carer support. Certainly not enough to provide holistic care and quality of life, and certainly not enough to support intensive care units. Intensive care at home takes a very different approach and is providing quality of life by following the latest mechanical home ventilation guidelines that follow a robust and proven quality approach that is sound, and this particular approach offers a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. You can read the guidelines here on the blog. Intensive care at home is the first Australian health service that is following those proven guidelines that have been proven to work very well in Europe over and over again for more than a decade. Intensive care at home is therefore the only health service in Australia that's offering a real and genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. And if you're still wondering whether intensive care at home is a legitimate opportunity to free up some of your expensive and scarce ICU beds, here's a link to some of our case studies. Those case studies are from clients that I have personally worked with, and I have witnessed many more clients and their families in the home that would always, always choose home as opposed to a long-term stay in intensive care. It's a no-brainer for those who have seen it. What are your thoughts? What do you think needs to happen to improve the lives of long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in intensive care or in their home? Have your say and leave your comments on this blog. If you are a health professional in intensive care and you think you know a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy and their family who would like to improve their quality of life in their own home rather than in intensive care, even if it's to go home for a few days, and if your organization would also like to save money and resources along the way, or if you simply have any questions, give us a call or simply send me an email at patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week.